May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Next Sunday, we begin a new church year and our pilgrimage through the weeks of Advent to Christmas. So this final Sunday of the church year is celebrated as Christ the King, when we honour Jesus' presence among us as King. The Hebrew concept of king was not of some supreme dictator with absolute authority, whose usual first deed was to have all of his enemies killed and all possible usurpers put to death. Nor was it a warrior king, intent on conquest and domination. It was something quite different. It harkened back to the golden age of Israel, when David, the shepherd king, ruled with justice and peace. This image of the shepherd king finds its highest expression in Messiah, the son of David, Jesus himself. It is a nurturing and caring image, as well as a fierce one, since the shepherd protects the flock from predators and from danger. It is this shepherd king that we discover in our readings from Ezekiel and from Matthew today. Matthew foresees the day when all the nations will be gathered together to be judged by Jesus. The one who had always made extra room for the weak, searched high and low for the lost. He was a magnet for those pushed aside as losers. The lonely and the overlooked sought him out. He was found among the least, and this is the ground for judgment. How have we treated the least? Fed the hungry, given a drink to the thirsty, welcomed a stranger, clothed the naked, cared for the sick, visited the prisoner. As I read this, I'm surprised by both groups, the sheep and the goats. The sheep on the right were surprised to discover they had done something for Jesus. When did we see you hunger? The goats on the left were also surprised to learn that they had not done something for Jesus. When did we see you hunger? They asked the same question. Perhaps for both, it was the shock that Jesus himself had been present in every person they met, and most especially in the ones that Jesus called the least. If you want to meet Jesus, go, give your heart, your time, your energy to the least. Even more, open your eyes to see Jesus in everyone you meet. The good news is the challenge that Jesus gives can be met by anybody. Though we can't solve all the problems of the world, we can make a difference. Actually, we're called to make a difference. Actually, we are called to be the difference. We don't need lots of money. We don't need to find a cure for cancer or set up a charitable foundation. Jesus simply tells us to look for him and to find him everywhere and in everyone. It is the sacred entwined in the ordinary, in every place, in every person, in every day. I close with a story. Once there was an old stone monastery tucked away in the middle of the forest. For years, pilgrims made the long journey to come and rest there and find peace for their souls. But in recent years, fewer and fewer pilgrims came. The monks had grown petty and jealous in their relationships, and you could sense the animosity. The abbot was distressed and sought out his good friend, the old Jewish rabbi Jeremiah. When he heard the abbot's tale of woe, he said, "Can I offer you a suggestion?" To which the abbot replied, "Well, of course." Jeremiah said that he'd received a vision. It was an important vision. The Messiah was among the ranks of the monks. The abbot was flabbergasted. One among his own was the Messiah. Who could it be? He knew it wasn't him, but who could it be? So he raced back to the monastery to share his exciting news with his fellow monks. They grew silent as they looked in each other's faces. Was this one the Messiah? Was that one the Messiah? Could it possibly be this one? From that day on, the mood in the monastery changed. Joseph and Ivan started talking together. Pierre and Nabu forsook their frosty anger and sought one another's forgiveness. The brothers began serving each other and seeking healing and forgiveness and restoration where they had given offence. Soon, one traveller, then another, found their way back to the monastery, and word soon spread about the new remarkable spirit of the place. People once again took the journey to be renewed and transformed, all because the monks knew that the Messiah was among them. Do we want to know Jesus? The people are around us. The place is here. The time is today. So be it. Amen.